Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and what a fascinating day it has been here at Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of North Town East Boulevard. You still got an hour to come out and see us, and then tomorrow you can see us all day, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. at RJ Duke's in McKinney for Peace-a-thon. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Major.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Kevin, I have a question real quick.
Yep.
And both of us were involved in some discussions during Shoddy, so I kind of missed some stuff. Alec, maybe you have an answer for this. Tolos, you can help me out too. You haven't heard him talk much about Kansas City, right? Like, just in that connection. I haven't heard that with him yet, and I wonder when that's going to start. And there's got to be a feature, right? Before the Thanksgiving game,
okay.
There's going to be some, hey, don't forget, this is the team that his dad coached. And in that conversation, and I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
That feeling of knowing that uniform, having seen, you know, been on the sidelines with it, and knowing that organization inside and out pretty well too. I'm just kind of curious. I'm looking forward to potential pieces on that. Also, man, I will say this too. If you do not listen to the pregame show, you're doing yourself a disservice. The pregame show is fantastic, and Brad Sham's interview with Schottenheimer each week is phenomenal. I enjoy it every single time. I've been very lucky on these drives out to the Bearded Monkey to be able to check this out, so it's nice.
This pregame show, they're going to have Tracy Wolfson on, and then C.A., he's just been knocking out great player profiles every single week.
As always, dude, Chris Arnold always does great work. All right. Yeah,
shocker.
It is time now, ladies and gentlemen. I know Alec has been waiting all week for this, for the level of concern.
Oh, man!
Yeah, that's fits perfectly for this segment. Jerry was on this morning, and Friday, Sean texted and was like, dude, you guys have got him going. Like, Jerry is fantastic right now. And I was like, yeah, I've really enjoyed it this year. I think this year, too, last year I think they knew they didn't have the team for Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
And they were offended by the fact that everybody figured out that they didn't have the team for Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Way to do your job, you jerks.
And so they got defensive with everybody last year. This year they knew.
Unlike the beginning of this year when we got defensive with nobody.
Yeah, exactly. This year they knew they weren't good, and they were like, we got to go into this thing a little more lighthearted, gentlemen. We got to make sure that everybody – and Jerry's been, I think – very likable this year, and he's last week he told some really interesting stories.
He
was making us giggle, and this week with Sean and RJ this morning, he was very good again. So he did go. Let's go to cut number two. How would you describe your defense right now?
Well, I'd say this: to come back from a 21-point deficit against a team of that stature, that performance was phenomenal. And it's there to be had. Certainly, we're playing better, Not the new players, but the players that have been here. We're playing much better than we were playing earlier part of the year. We understand what it means to, not that we didn't, but we're executing in a way that it means to rely on each other and know that the other guy's going to do his job right, you do your job right, and we'll make the plays. But to basically do it under those circumstances with your back to the wall was real impressive and real productive for the rest of the year. But we've made some changes in personnel, obviously, and those were for short term as well as long term, and that was very unique to be able to get to make those on that basis. But every change we've made, that's a long term spot sitting there with that player in it. And so that's even more exciting to know we've got this makeup of our roster with us for long to come.
Now, Kevin, we know Jerry is very good at sell.
Yes.
We know he is always in that mode. What is your level of concern that what he just said about this defense is a sell? Because I believe that after watching this defense the last 2 weeks.
A little bit below average.
Okay.
Because I think it is a certain part of a sell because you just can't help himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, that's just the way it's going to be. Like, the way I sound, and you're like, oh, you sounded kind of douchey there. Well, that's just the way I talk. And so, but I think it's below average because I think you have seen encouraging things the last 2 weeks. And you went from we're the absolute worst to mm-hmm. encouragement for the last 2 weeks. So, well, I see reason to kind of believe.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Not all the way believe.
There have been plenty of times this year where he's been saying words that I've just been like, that's not true at all.
Right.
And right
sometimes
now,
with us.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're like, hey, we need to ask you a question about this more now. And he's like, I don't want to answer your dumb question. And we're like, it's a really good question. And he's like, you're right. It's just difficult to answer right now. But I've heard a lot of times him say things that I'm like, no, you're lying.
Yeah.
That's a sell. Right now, I believe he saw that defense, and he's even a little surprised that it's turned out so well in two games so far.
So is there just one thing I can say that sometimes my concern level is really high? Is I think people misunderstand Jerry in terms of he's always selling. Sometimes I think, and this is scarier, I think he really believes it.
Okay.
And, like, to me, I'm not saying that for this instance. I think he's on the level with this. But sometimes I get more scared that he really believes what he's saying. This is complete and utter nonsense.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna get to one
that's
of those
fair,
in just a minute.
Though, right?
We're going to get to one in just a minute. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that because I already had this lined up for that. You know what? Screw it. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go to cut eight here. Do you have a concern about CD being locked in?
Oh, I'm fine with him in any aspect. He's
stop,
proven.
Stop, stop. All right. Because I know what he's about to say. And he started to say it. He's proven over the games, over the years. And I get it. But we talked about with Mickey. I don't think anyone is asking the question, oh, do you think CeeDee Lamb's going to be terrible at football from here on out? And that's one thing I get annoyed about is sometimes people misrepresent your question. It's completely valid that he should be concerned that CeeDee Lamb has dropped key passes in key situations. So I'm going to let him talk
eventually.
But I wanted to point out, I disagree with his answer already because I think not at least acknowledging that there's been troubling drops in a couple of games, even if they're both against the Eagles, I think that is disingenuous with real life.
All right, roll back the audio, Alec.
He's proven, was proven when he got here with his great career at Oklahoma, but he's proven with what he's done since he's been here. And certainly he's the first one to be frustrated over those drops that we're alluding to. But if there's ever been a player that you can look at the whole package and you can look at go past those drops real easy when you look at what he's done and then you look at what he is. I don't know if you noticed it, but I saw him really competing there as we were in that second half Sunday. I saw his, it looked like to the eyes you could just see his motor go up. Now he can catch a football, make no mistake about it, so we're not going to worry about that.
That is true. He can catch a football. We've seen him catch it many, many times. We've seen catches that were like, that was impressive, dude. I'm so glad I have CeeDee Lamb on my team. We've seen one-handed grabs diving out of bounds. But you're right, Kevin. The right now is that things aren't perfect. And he's trying to attain that, and he's not there right now. I would be concerned. I'd be like, hey, how do we figure this out a little bit? What do we need to do to help out?
And
right now, here's the thing, though, Kevin.
I'm sorry. This is just really irritating. I apologize.
On this, I do believe this is a Jerry Jones, Chris Young thing. What did Chris Young do all year last year? Of course I believe in these guys. Because if Jerry Jones says I don't, then that's a problem. And he knows that's a problem, too, because then everybody's like, all right, let's go ahead and move on and get George Pickens in here and sign him.
So can I tell you, I think there's even a difference in that analogy is I feel like Chris Young will tell you like it is. And, like,
they're not playing well, but we believe they can.
Outside of Trayvon Diggs, it feels like we sugarcoat everything with every player here. For whatever reason.
And Micah.
Yeah, for whatever reason, nothing gets sugarcoated with Trayvon Diggs or the person who we're not allowed to talk about, Micah, like he's Voldemort or something like that. But when he goes, going back to Oklahoma, he's been really good. Yeah. Again,
that's not right now.
Nobody's saying that CeeDee Lamb sucks at football.
Correct.
And when he's like, I'm not concerned at all. Really? Were you not concerned in that first game when you lost because of his drops? What are we even talking about? It's okay to be like, yeah, it was not his best game. And then go into, I believe. Instead, he's like, why would anybody ever doubt CeeDee Lamb?
And from the 559, Jerry is speaking confidence into his player. I hope so.
And I get that. But I just... If anybody is out there that I don't need to hear it from, it's him, because that's what he always says.
Yeah. Let's go to cut four here. One R.J. Choppy informed Jerry Jones about some special action that happened.
Dear God, did he ever.
At halftime.
I'm a huge George Pickens fan. During halftime, the wife and I may have, tried to make our own George Pickens, if you will, and name him George Pickens Choppy. So just wanted to relay that story to you, maybe you got some advice
or a jersey
a little baby
nine months from now. Can RJ get a jersey 9 months from now, Jerry?
No, but I've got the mental picture.
There we go. That's all you need.
And that's about 99% of it for me. Okay.
Kevin, what is your level of concern that mental picture will be stuck with Jerry Jones for the rest of his life? And all of us, too. Because we know his
My
wife.
Concern is now to me. And I'm sorry. I'm about to make it worse before it gets better. Alec, I'm sorry. Now, especially because their next game is on Thanksgiving, every time George Pickens makes a catch, if they make some allusion to stuffing, that's all I'm going to be able to think about. And now they have ruined it for me. My level of concern for Jerry, low. My level of concern for me, my enjoyment of Thanksgiving, not thinking of George Pickens Choppy, is very high.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299.
Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like it.
And then last, we will go to, we're going to go ahead and go to cut 12 on this one, on Schottenheimer going for it on these fourth downs.
Well, I'd like to not like to have it back. On both of them, and always do when they don't work. Mm. On the other hand, it speaks so well of where we are to be able to make a call like that and live to tell about it. And so that's exactly how I look at it. You'll have some of those go for you, some of those that that do work, that are meaningful. And I, like everybody else, and I'm sure everybody involved would have said, you know, I'd like to have that one back and get field position. But I think to me that says everything about how great a job Brian is doing, because he is not only head coaching, but he's also the busiest guy in town as the coordinator.
Now, the level of concern there is on Schottenheimer going for it, being like not conservative in these situations. I love it. I'm perfectly fine with it, and I agree. When you tell your defense, I'm telling you that I think you guys can do it, and they actually believe they can do it, you're in a better situation. Now, you got to be smart, but I'm very happy with a lot of these situations.
Yeah, and I agree with you. My level of concern on that is still low, because I really liked going for it on the first drive. I know you and I might not agree on that. It was the last time they went for it, because the defense was playing so well,
yeah,
and it was tied, that I was like, take the points. I wouldn't have thought we would be in a situation where I was like, take the points. The defense will be fine. But in this scenario, I really was like, man, what? Take the points there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, where Corey is slowly ruining all of our lives. Right here on 105.
Oh, the whole choppy thing? Yes. That was on them.
Correct. Yeah, and see, now you can't even say that was on them without me thinking about weird stuff. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Wings General Manager and EVP Kurt Miller right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to talk with Dallas Wings General Manager and EVP Kurt Miller in just a minute. But in the meantime, I was hoping we could at least start and get into a Dallas Stars and Dallas Mavericks Super Segment.
I love Super Segments, dude. They're always my favorite.
Now, it would be my favorite if the Mavericks were better. We were talking about this. Mickey made an allusion to it. It felt like last night's game was honestly indicative of kind of what you've seen from the Mavericks all season. You were able to, well, you fell behind. You were able to make a big old comeback, only to see it lost in the final couple of minutes. Yesterday, I think what really came back to kind of hit you is, I guess we start with some things with P.J. Washington. Sorry, I hate to say that, but P.J. Washington had a turnover in the final minutes. He missed two potentially game-winning three-point attempts, and those are the kind of clutch things that you're just absolutely going to need when your team is not quite as talented as we would like.
I saw Jared last night tweeting about the Cooper Flagg passing the ball, mm-hmm, when he had an opportunity. And he this is something we've said a lot.
For sure.
Cooper Flagg tends to make the correct decision. It's whether or not, like, that Jason Kidd, this goes back to the Scalabrine moment, right? I made the decision. You needed to, yeah, execute the shot. And that was Jason Kidd that said that. Cooper Flagg makes good, smart decisions, but is there going to be a – is there a – he's got to go into a different mode?
100%.
I remember can I tell this quick story?
Sure.
I was listening to Brian Shaw talk about when he was playing with Kobe and Shaq. Maybe he was coaching at the time. But he said that when he got some German Shepherds, they told him, don't tell this dog no for the first 11 months that we have him.
Huh.
Because we want him to believe he can do anything. And okay. He said he was watching, and Phil Jackson would just rip Shaq apart. But Kobe, he never said a word to. And so one day he asked him, and he said, why do you never say anything to Kobe? And he said, because for us to win, he always has to be in attack mode. So I always want him going. I never want him thinking that he can't. And he was like, that reminded me of that German Shepherd thing right there. And I wonder where we are with Cooper Flagg, and like, we need to get more confidence in him, or stop being the correct guy, go be effing Cooper Flagg, like you said while
yes.
I was out one day.
Yes.
I'm just kind of curious on where we stand there. And, you know, he doesn't have Shaq, so that's another thing too. But
and so I think this is going to be a thing that you see with a lot of young players, but I'm going to specifically bring up another young player from Duke. Paolo Banchero. He would run into these things where he would almost want to be like DeMar DeRozan and be a mid-range god. And I'm like, no, get to the basket. Like, Paolo to the basket is a force, man. And I think it's kind of the same thing. Not exactly you got to get to the basket every time. But it's the same thing in terms of Cooper Flagg is passive sometimes. But I think one of the issues that's not helping with that, and you saw this last year at Duke as well, he is starting off the season shooting horribly
okay.
from distance. And so I don't recall if that particular play Jared was talking about was a
three. Yeah, I think it was a three-pointer,
okay.
yeah.
And that's the thing. He's shooting 26% from three.
So his confidence isn't there.
And now the good thing is
But Rick Carlisle was always very adamant about being confident stepping into threes
yes.
with all of his guards. So I do wonder. Go ahead. Keep going.
No. And I was going to say, the good news is he only takes 4 3-pointers per game. And so it's not like 8, 9. He's not a volume three-point shooter. But that's one of the things. How did he get better at Duke? Well, he didn't just magically get better. He kept shooting.
Yeah.
And he shot himself out of that. But he might have been like, look, at Duke, I'm the big dog in college basketball. With the Mavericks, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I know he's the number one pick, but he's a guy.
Yeah, and I do wonder if that comes down to it, if everybody else is treating him like a guy, or if they're treating him like, no, we need you to be in attack mode. You know, like, we're taking leash off, go get it, while learning. But I'm hopeful. But this team, it's so much more than him.
No.
You know, it's so much more.
But I'm really glad that you said that, because let's go back to the Pelicans game. So we're a couple games removed from that shocker. They were both losses. But you had a span for Cooper Flagg where he had 7 games, and the Mavericks went 3-4, which is not good, but a lot better than they had been doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go 3-4. Here is Cooper's stat lines in those games. 19.3 points per game, 6.1 rebounds per game, 4 assists, and a steal and a half. Like, that's really good,
yeah.
especially given that he's still 18. And that was kind of what you're hoping to see. And then I think you've seen a bit of a regression again against these two teams. Now, they also beat up on some garbage teams, but that's a 7-game run where you're like, that Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've seen him be that guy.
Sure, and you're going to get...
I know he can be.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Listen, dude, Kobe's lore is what it is. We probably don't remember all the times that Kobe was bad, right? Like, and had moments where, hey, it didn't go well for him in that game, even though he was trying,
right.
and he had to overcome something along the way. And we're just like, be Kobe! And he's like, I'm not there, and I'm not him. So let me take my own time to get to that place. But at 18 years old, this is a great opportunity to really learn what you are and are not capable of.
And that's one of the things we just bring that up is because he should be a freshman in college now.
Okay.
Like, he's...
But that's what, dude, I watched him beat up on Team America.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's probably my own fault for being like, that guy, the dude that just was unconscious against guys that are so much older and better than him.
Yeah, and you've seen flashes of it, but unfortunately, down the stretch, and at a certain point, some of this falls on the head coach, of course. Now, like, I'm thinking PJ is one of the people I want to get the ball to, but when you consistently are failing in these last-minute situations, I don't think the head coach can walk out of that scot-free. So that is a concern, and unfortunately, probably a bigger concern is the Mavericks fall to 5-14 this season. They have been god-awful on the road, too. Awful.
By the way, the Cowboys have a video of Elijah Clark breaking down his video of
him.
He starts off and goes, I did kind of trip over my feet just a little bit, and then he took advantage of me. So that's a fun little video to check out.
All right, so maybe it wasn't all. because, look, you want to represent yourself well. You don't want to be like, I kept getting knocked down. I think I might prefer that to I tripped over my own feet. But, that is just a matter of opinion, perhaps.
But he finished strong.
In the meantime, we did say Mavs and Stars. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 9?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Please, Alec.
Ope Ansu has to score.
Now, for whatever it's worth, because the Flames are not good, you go back a couple of days and the Stars have Edmonton tonight. You lose in the shootout against the Flames. You do at least get 1 point out of that. And in the meantime, Mikko Rantanen was given a 1-game suspension. But that's just kind of that's a procedural thing because, you know, like how in the NBA you have X number of technical fouls, you get suspended for a game. This is the same kind of thing. It was more procedural as opposed to just this one play right here that we had talked about and that he got fined a little bit for. And so he did end up missing, he is missing a game, but the Stars continue to get some points, and I think this remains the most positive thing for people who are Stars fans. You got yet another goal from Jason Robertson.
Dude, I don't like you were on it this year. But at the beginning of the year, I was like, no, I just don't expect it. But here we are. What's the importance of where Jason Robertson is right now, Kevin? One of the three main motivating factors in the world.
Do
you pay a man because of a contract season and expect contract season from here on out? I think Jason Robertson is a phenomenal player.
Right.
I have questions about playoffs, but I'll save and reserve those for playoff time. Right now, dude's on a heater that we haven't seen from him in quite some time, since 2 years ago maybe, and I'm loving what we're getting from him.
Do you know he scored goals in six straight games?
I didn't.
Before that, he hadn't scored a goal in nine games, which is really bizarre. The thing working for Jason Robertson as well in terms of the contract year theory is you're just a couple years removed from him having the greatest singular offensive season in the history
absolutely.
Of the Dallas Stars.
Yes.
Like better than Modano, Hull, Neuendijk.
And maybe he wasn't completely healed coming into the next season whenever he was coming off an injury too. So maybe that's another factor, and this is the actual version of him.
Yeah.
By the way, our friend Robert Tiffin wrote a good piece on Mikko Rantanen. If you want to go check his out, you can go check him out on at Robert Tiffin on Twitter.
Okay.
And, starsthoughts.com. He'll be on with us tomorrow, by the way.
Ooh, is he coming in to RJ Dukes?
Oh, I just got a cramp. it was terrifying for me, and I made it so for y'all. Mm-hmm. I think he is.
He better. Or else, how else are we going to do breakfast at Tiffin's?
We can't do breakfast at
Tiffin's. Yeah, like that's. We've been planning this out forever. And by the way, as long as we're talking about the Stars and shamelessly plugging Peace-a-thon, that website is an auction is now up and a go. We have a really cool Stars package. It's for a pair of lower level Dallas Stars tickets, I believe, for the December 5th game, and also comes along with a Mikko Rantanen autographed puck.
Dude. That right there, like that's your that's your moose right there.
But you know what? We did once again say it's a Mavs and Stars super segment, so I feel the need to let you know that we also have a pair of lower level Dallas Mavericks tickets that are being auctioned off as well. So we have all kinds of stuff happening, and I'm excited to see the Stars in Edmonton tonight.
It is being said that the further timeline on Lively Stats will be provided in approximately 7 to 10 days. He's got some swelling in his foot and discomfort in his right foot, so they are going to be he will miss the team's upcoming three-game road trip, and they'll provide a timeline in about a week or so.
So
that stinks.
No, it does. Not to be flippant about this, but you know it's really bad when the timeline for the timeline is 7 to 10 days. So think about that. It's not. It's a timeline that you have to wait because it's so problematic now, you can't give a real explanation. So this is a months long issue, wouldn't you assume?
I would not try to say that this is going to be a short time thing. And Kevin, this also kind of does come back to maybe they pushed it a little too quickly, you know, with him. Trying to get him back because he needed to be on the court. And we've seen and experienced this question a couple different times with this organization since Casey Smith left. And I just wonder where we stand with that. So that freaking stinks. That stinks for sure.
It really does.
Because he's fun to watch.
No,
for
he
one.
Is.
And for two, I mean, you love that Duke connection.
I mean, I do. But you know what I really love for the Mavericks is the triple-headed interior monster, of which you have barely seen two of them all season.
And that was... And Kevin, that was the only saving grace for this Luka trade for me, was that I could see that, and I have never even gotten a glimpse.
Now,
maybe I got 34 minutes of it?
And it looks spectacular, which felt extremely cruel to be like, this is what it could look like, but guess what,
sorry,
Jack?
Bees.
You don't get it. So somebody asked about the guest list for tomorrow. Peace-a-thon at RJ Dukes in McKinney. Look, Corey corrected me yesterday. I do believe it will be the third biggest event in the history of the station on air, surpassed only by the Rangers winning the World Series and the World Series Championship. I was put in my place on that.
True.
But
yes.
We'll be at RJ Dukes in McKinney tomorrow. Derek Holland is going to be doing the entire show with us, and he is ridiculously hyped.
Mm-hmm.
But to go along with that,
what do you think he's going to dress as Wolverine?
I hope he dresses in the Dumb and Dumber suit.
Okay,
I really like
those.
Let's
see.
Broadus is going to be in for the 6 o'clock hour. Carter at 8. Chiafalo at 9. Wolchuk at 10. Peyton at 11. RJ Choppy at noon. Bobby Belt at 1. Gavin Dawson at 2. In addition to that, Christy Scales will be on. Marty Turco, Flula, John Machota, Robert Tiffin, Nick Eatman, Jake Berger, Kyle Yeomans, Will the Thrill Clark. We are stacked tomorrow. It will be guest after guest. We'll be having fun, probably doing ridiculous things, all while raising money for My Possibilities and the Sandlot Charity. Check us out. Come see us in McKinney or go to 1053thefan.com/peaceathon to start getting in on those donations and those auctions. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 1053 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 1053 The Fan.
Bam! Stole the inbounds! The captain stole the inbounds! Game is tied, 44 seconds left. Hero to the paint. Got it! Tyler Hero is remarkable.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We have had a great day at Taco Bueno in Mesquite.
Yes!
Off of North Town East Boulevard. Just want to remind you, tomorrow we've got Flula is going to be on the show as part of Peace-a-thon. Will Clark's going to be on. Jake Berger is going to be on. We're going to have people all day long, and we've got all kinds of amazing autographed stuff as well. That site is live, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. We'll give you all the information you need tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., at RJ Duke Sports in McKinney. Right now, let's chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
Yes.
I am doing good, doing good. I'm looking forward to, and one of the things I appreciate that everybody at the station does that's really great is you guys all participate in Peace-a-thon, and I think that's really cool, and I look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow.
It is one of my favorite days of the year, not just because I get the day off. I love watching you guys work and this whole thing together. But I might love it more when you're at Taco Bueno because it reminds me to pick up some tacos on my way in. So I enjoyed some today.
Okay. See, I like that. We're here to help. And they got sales at RJ Duke's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll go ahead and buy some.
These tacos are very good, though.
Man. Buy some stuff for the ones that you love. Now, I don't know. It's not tacos. I said at the card place. Jeez.
That's fine.
All right.
You guys have
the
taco reminder show of record.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
We're trying to be the records show of record.
Yeah, yeah.
The most records that are possibly out. Yeah, we just want all the records. That's what we're shooting for. But sometimes they're just unattainable. You know, some shows already have those records, and we'll let them be that.
Are there any particular records out there, Corey, that you are hoping to attain that you think could be unattainable?
Most hosts on one show in one day. And G-Bag has done that. But we're going to have a lot of people on tomorrow. Uh-huh. So maybe we'll have the
break
most.
That one easily.
Yeah, so maybe we will be able to do it. And then most tacos taken down in one sitting. I don't know what that record is yet.
I think I can understand why the answer might be no, but were y'all locked in on Mavs at all? Have they become kind of a second, third, fourth, whatever it is, option?
I really appreciate the fact that Dawson came in this morning and gave me, like, scouting talk. He broke down four or five players last night. And he and I were having a discussion about that. Not one moment of Mavs talk last night. So,
okay.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind, talking about scouting, this is a huge weekend for college football. I know just watching a game is not always only scouting, but, man, this is a really fun weekend for college football.
Yeah, it is. It is, it's what, rivalry weekend?
Rivalry weekend.
Yeah. That's right.
Ohio State, Michigan, that's going to be a big one. Keep your eye on all those Ohio State Buckeyes on defense.
Yeah, they'll be. Yeah. It should be fun. That's the great thing about it too. We get the rivalry weekend, and then you'll start to get the playoff games. That's some really good tape to watch when you get down to it, because you get some good matchups overall. So if anything, I enjoy the playoff system now because I get better games to evaluate for the next month.
You know, I've always been curious about that, Broadus. When you are scouting, I know, like, who you're facing, either individual player or level of competition, is important. How much, if at all, do you factor in, like, the stakes? Like, is there anything more that goes into, man, they played really well in that playoff game versus, like, whatever, your run-of-the-mill Week 7 game?
Oh, no. I mean, you absolutely do. You look for the guys. I mean, Golden, the receiver last year for Texas, and the way he played down the stretch. You know, you got some guys, I mean, with Scataboo, people like that. You just watch these games when they're, you know, when they're playing in these conference championship games and then the playoff games. But, yeah, you know, guys show up for those. They're going to show up for you on Sundays and Mondays sometimes.
I think the real goal is finding those individual matchups against fellow NFL players, though. Like, if you are in a high-stakes game, but your matchup is not going to play on Sundays, of course you're going to have confidence, right? I think the more important thing is, are you up against guys with measurables, and do you excel in those situations? Like, you get that double combination of it was all on the line, he was against a guy who's going to be a first-round pick, and he was excelling. I think you love to see that. And I for me, it is definitely about watching the football, but the maps are super important. I just don't want to watch, you know, because it's depressing and gross on offense, but I am eagerly checking these scores and hoping for losses. And we're in the process of confirming a 60 loss pace here over the course of the next four. They might fall to 5-19, I believe. So it's getting a lot of fun if you're a veteran team tanker like I am, and I feel like Cuban is. You know, you're seeing the Cuban effect.
Can I interest you in watching any more Kansas or BYU basketball to potentially scout out those top two picks that you can try to pick up? Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not a huge college sports fan. You know, I only am watching their games because of the drafts in basketball and football.
He dabbles. He dabbles. I get it.
By the way, has there been a BYU player that we need to talk about here? I mean, is
yes.
It's like who? I know there's one AJ. Now. I know there's one now.
How about the
Jimmer Fredette.
Is that
Jimmer?
Yeah, okay.
Jimmer Fredette. Yeah, there you go.
Danny H.
There you go.
Maybe so. I was just kind of curious on the front of, like, can you ever separate yourself from the scout? Because this kind of takes me back to that Oxnard moment. We saw that kid walk in, and I could see Broadus go 5'2", 185. Mm, yeah. And then he started, like, in the first thing.
Did
he
you said, say 5'2"?
Yeah, something like that. It was a kid. He had his foot pads on.
Okay.
Question Broadus asked is, like, he's like, how did we win or not? And I was like, oh, my gosh, this guy's scouting right now. Is there ever a moment you would just watch a game, or are you always like, nope, it's just in me?
I try and watch games. I really do. I just hate watching games with other people because they ask me ridiculous questions.
Like, can you separate the scout from the person? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that. Okay, what's worse, that or the person, especially knowing what y'all do for a living, that walks up to you or tries to have, like, a small talk conversation and goes, huh, how about the Cowboys? Like, and do you ever want to be like, yeah, what about them? Like, what is it that you want to know?
No, you got to be nice about that. But, like, it's the people. Sometimes you go to these events and you watch games with people, and they act like that they want to explain to you what inverted coverage is. You know, and then you're like going, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here. You know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's, hey, the fans are the fans. So it's cool. I mean,
the fans are the fans.
It's cool. But, yeah, when sometimes you get people that put it up on the table and think they know what they're talking about, and they really don't.
Do you correct them like you would on Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm like, well, who did you pick this up from? You know, I mean, like, I'll ask those questions, you know.
You try to get
the genesis of the question, what they're asking about, that, you know.
That was one of my favorite things in, like, the last week and a half. When we've talked about Broadus's Twitter responses are on point, is you were just responding to somebody about whether or not you had scouted a player, and this person tried to go off on you, and you're just like, yep, I was just responding to another person's question about if I've scouted them. Thanks.
Yeah.
I love those responses much.
I had one at the game the other day. Like, a guy was going after, like, the whole game. He was just bitching about the game. And I'm sitting there, and it keeps popping up on my timeline. And I'm finally, and then he asks a question, and he's asking me how he's doing. And I had to remind him, like, sir, please, you were bitching the whole game about, you know. And I just said, he has a knee problem. It's his other knee, you know. And I just.
Oh, this guy that's asking about Diggs?
Yeah.
Does he live under a rock?
I don't know.
Does he not consume any Cowboys media? Where he's still asking what's going on with Trayvon Diggs?
I don't know. I was just trying to explain, but the guy was bitching the whole game.
He had to be doing a bit.
And I was I recognized his Twitter handle because of how much he was on my timeline for some silly reason. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. Man. But, yeah, if you don't, first of all, you should follow all the fellas on the show.
Yeah.
But just make sure you ask respectable or you ask in a respectable way questions to Brian Broadus.
If you're bitching the whole time about something, I generally just going to turn you off. I'm just going to say no.
Kevin, Tyler Guyton not seen at practice during the media portion.
He ain't playing.
Kalen Carson said he was experiencing cramping and dehydration, and he's good to go for the Chiefs.
Okay. All right. I like to hear that. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Hagee, thanks for asking. We are going to talk Cowboys-Chiefs right out of the gates here. We have the Jake Ferguson Show tonight at 5:15.
All right, I love it. Roll home. Those Jake Ferguson interviews you guys have had have been
They're really top-notch
season.
Appreciate
long.
You toll on, dude.
All the credit goes to him.
Okay. I think a little credit should go. We'll find out today. You should ask him, what's the credit breakdown of how good these interviews have been? Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We'll see you tomorrow, 12th annual Peace-a-thon, RJ Duke Sports in McKinney, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say happy Peace-a-thon Eve, Kevin.
Happy Peace-a-thon Eve to those who celebrate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.